Today's GeoQuiz asks you to estimate the distance between the North Pole and the South Pole. To come up with the answer, we don't consider magnetic poles or anything complicated like that. We simply take the Earth's north-south circumference and divide that by 2. So the answer is approximately 12,400 miles. Now, getting to the North and South Poles isn't easy. Shifting ice and extreme cold make for risky travel either way. But the two poles get their share of visitors. Two of them, poles apart, sent us audio postcards recently.
I'm Stuart Klipper. I am a photographer. I range widely on this planet, and I was at the North Pole on a ship that was chartered by one of those top-end adventure travel outfits. The ship happened to be Russian, an icebreaker, in fact, the world's largest nuclear icebreaker, transliterated into English, 50 let pebbity. The conditions at the North Pole, I qualify them as sort of a cheery dreary. The ice there at the time was a few meters thick. The surface was strewn with melt ponds and lots of crunchy slush. There was occasional precipitation that I'll qualify as snizzle. So what do you do when you get to the North Pole? Well, the captain's on the bridge looking at the GPS, and when it hits 90 degrees north, he blasts the ship's horn. And the next thing that happens, you get down on the ice and hold a barbecue. There is a lurking danger, remote as it is, that there'd be uninvited company. So there are armed sentries out at peripheral points in case an occasional polar bear would show up with a yen for ribs and a chicken. But none did. We noshed in peace. And with that thought of peacefulness, I'll vicariously offer polar greetings and wish you all a hearty appetite.
Hey, it's John Bauermaster calling in from the seventh continent of Antarctica, about 12,000 miles from the North Pole. I've been down south this austral summer for several weeks already, far from both civilization and its end-of-the-year hustle, exploring the long, skinny finger that juts out from the continent into the Southern Ocean. Right now, I'm mushing through soft snow along the edge of the peninsula near a place called Nikko Harbor. And it's tricky for me to choose a favorite place here, but this, a deep bay filled with rolling icebergs, edged all around by 200-foot glaciers, is near the top of my list. I'm about 1,500 miles from the South Pole, where the temperature today is a balmy midsummer minus 18 degrees Fahrenheit. I'm looking out at a blue-black sea studded with icebergs calved off the continent and frozen pack ice drifting away from it. You know, I've been coming to Antarctica for 20 years now, and I'm always stunned by its beauty. It's the sounds that stay with me for a long time. The plop, plop, plopping of swimming penguins, the blow of a humpback whale, which you usually hear long before you see it, the squawk of new penguin parents imprinting the sound of their voices on brand new chicks, the crack of calving icebergs. Given the warming temperatures along the peninsula, it's warmed here during the past 50 years more than anywhere else on the planet. Copenhagen seems, at least from afar, like not much more than a lot of hot air. I have to admit, walking along this snowy beach past breeding gentoos and snoring seals, a place certainly no man has ever walked before, that summits and treaties seem very, very far away.
We heard there from Southern author John Bauermaster and Northern photographer Stuart Klipper before him.